Om Shanti. Episode number 6. This is the next question. Om Shanti, it is very disheartening and most disliked thing to get to know that drama repeats because of the unpleasant past child abuse, inferiorities, helplessness, failures, dirty, teenage dirty mistakes, physical and mental torture, vengeful attitude, etc. How to console self and convince that be ready to undergo the whole nonsense again in the next kalpa? This is the question by one soul. That soul is asking, it is disheartening and it is the most disliked thing to know that drama repeats itself. So this question is pertaining to the repetition of the drama, and because she is saying there are unpleasant child, past child abuse. The childhood was very much traumatic, inferiority complexes in childhood, helplessness so many times in life, failures so many times during the adulthood or teenage, dirty mistakes, physical and mental torture, vengeful attitude, etc. Now how to console self and convince be ready to undergo the same whole nonsense again in the next kalpa? What is the answer? The sister is saying, the sister is asking, the cycle is of 5000 years and we have been told in the knowledge that everything will repeat. The same person, the same situations, the same circumstances, the same time will come back after 5000 years. And this life has been extremely painful. She is saying traumatic childhood, child abuse, sexual abuse or whatever you call it. Different things have happened. This is not about one person. This is about everybody. You can say that traumatic childhood, dirty mistakes in teenage, vengeful attitude, failures in life, so many things. Life is fraught with all these things, and now we come in knowledge and then we understand here that, and it comes in Murli so many times, the drama is going to repeat. The same things are going to happen. So she is asking how to offer consolation to the soul. What is the answer? This answer to this question can be given in many steps. About 7-8 points are there. First point, 100% responsibility. Whatever that has happened in this life, you have to take 100% responsibility of that happening on yourself. It is my own doing. No one else is responsible for that. If the childhood had been traumatic, if the adulthood had been bad, if life has presented with so many failures, so many frustrations, so many events, so many instances of deception, who is responsible? First of all, I myself am responsible. Vivekananda has said a very good thing in one of his lectures, Secret of Work. He said, not a single blow is undeserved. If you have received some blow, you deserved it. In this life, not a single blow is undeserved. Actually, you had conspired for it. You had sent that thought to the universe and it has come back to you. So, whatever that has happened, I am responsible for it. I own 100% responsibility. So first point is this. Second is something related to karma philosophy. To understand this karma philosophy, in this karma philosophy, Newton's third law of action operates. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. Whatever that is happening, if suppose somebody is swinging, okay, and somebody pushes that person with great force and he goes like this above. Now with whatever force he goes up, with that force only he is going to go on the other side. It is the same force. If the force is more, the more he will go up. In the similar manner, if you have given somebody some sorrow with great force, the similar force you will be thrown on the other side. If in life you have all these circumstances, you yourself are responsible, one. And second, the karma philosophy is operating at a very subtle level. At a very subtle level, that this is how it operates. All these things are laws. These are laws. These are laws of life. So you have to understand these laws of life. If suppose there is a feeling of repentance or feeling that these things should not have happened, probably we have not understood law of karma. Law of karma is very straightforward. Whatever you do, the same thing will come to you. So no one else is responsible, and law of karma. Third is acceptance. Can you change this drama? Can you change what had happened in the past? Can you change your childhood? Can you go back in the childhood and correct, rectify yourself? No. You might have done some mistakes. She is talking about teenage dirty mistakes. So mistakes have happened, but can you rectify them now? Can you go back in the same time zone? Can you go back into that same time period and change the circumstance? No, it's not possible. So accept the things that you cannot change, and have the courage to transform the things which you can change. So third is acceptance. Fourth is understand this drama. Yesterday also Baba said this drama is beneficial. Whatever that happened in the drama has a positive side. Probably you are looking only at one side of the story. A very tubular vision. You are as if looking only at one point. And you are focused on that. This is a bad thing that happened in my life. But there are so many different aspects to that. There are some positive signs. There are some positive events attached to that. Because of that thing, I got more understanding. My experience increased. I was deceived by somebody, but now I have become more alert. Now others cannot deceive me, as I got deceived first in my life. Everything. I got attracted, infatuated by somebody. To have a crush on somebody. And then later on you understand the real nature of that person. And you find that that person's nature is absolutely against your nature. Earlier, as they say, love is blind. You get captivated by somebody's personality. But later on you realize the real nature of the personality. But it is too late now. You can't go back. You can't leave that person. So, understand the broader perspective. What is the benefit that can accrue from this circumstances? Drama is beneficial. Drama. God is benefactor. He is a world benefactor. We are world benefactor. Every scene of this drama is... you cannot say that everything is benevolent. There is nothing non-benevolent here. Everything is kalyankari. So search that kalyan, search that benevolence in every scene, every circumstances. Thomas Alva Edison, in 1926 or something like that, Thomas Alva Edison, he had a huge laboratory spread over 1,000 acres of land, that everything got burnt, and he was standing there watching it. His son came running. This was published in Reader Digest 1952. His son had published it, this story. And the son came running, and Thomas Edison said, "Go and call your mother. She will never be able to see such a beautiful scene any time afterwards." He said, "What?" He said, "A very beautiful statement. Look at this. This, you know, what was burning in front of his eyes, consisting of all his work, his so many experiments, his laboratory, everything was burning. And what he said, all our mistakes are getting burnt in front of our eyes." That was his attitude. And within few days, he re-erected everything, what was there. But he was not repenting. He was not feeling why this is burning, who has burnt, who is responsible. He was not crying, wailing, and giving way to all those expressions of depression, sorrow, misery, frustration. He was positive even there. So, this is very important that every scene of this drama is benevolent. This is one. Other is, what else? Yes. Time factor. Time. Yeah, I'll come to that. First, before that, time. Sixth is time factor. Okay, she is unhappy because everything is going to repeat. But is it going to repeat today? It's 5,000 years. It's a big time. It's a long time. It's not going to happen tomorrow. And this is showing anxiety about time. This is showing anxiety about time. If this happens, if that happens, if that happens today. So this anxiety will manifest everywhere in life. This is known as anxiety for time. Time anxiety. So this same thing will happen everywhere. Why you are thinking of what is going to happen? Okay, let it happen. But that is a 5,000 years is such a big time. And before that you have so many different births. So many different places you would be in life. So there's no point in becoming anxious about what is going to happen after 5,000 years. Worry about now. Okay. Seventh point is past is past. Past is past. It has come so many times in Murli. Why you are contemplating or brooding over the past which you cannot change? Live in the present moment. Live in this moment. Past and future, these are myths. These are actually pseudo time. False time. There is no future and there is no past. It is actually what is there which is present. Only present is in your hand. To live in this moment. This moment is life. Past is dead, future has not come. Pseudo time. The real time is now. So if I am thinking about this happened in life, and if you are even thinking this is going to repeat, that is means we are living in a very state of illusion. We are not in the present. We are living nor here nor there. Neither here nor there. So this is aware. This put a full stop to the past. Okay, accepted. Very bad things happened. But full stop. Let me change. Let me rectify. Let me find out what good was there. And let me not commit the same mistake again. Now is the time. Yeah, you are saying something. If you focus on the present and if you, that, you learn from the mistakes. Eighth point is learning. Whatever that has happened, learn from it and go ahead. That's it. How much time you will spend in thinking about it, in discussing about it. You are actually spreading waves of negativity. Yeah, so be attentive for the future. Stop wherever, whatever that has happened. Long back, I was reading one, when I was very small child, I had read one book, and I remember that statement made by one character, Khakol. The name of the character in that book, name of the book was Mother, by Maxim Gorky. That was a book on Russian Revolution, written by a Russian author, that had become world famous. So, I don't remember what is the story in that book, but I just remember only one statement, and that I remembered for quite a long time, even before coming in Gyan, that statement was always in my mind. Where the character Khakol is there, name of one person, he says to another person, Pavel, he says that it is waste of time to brood over your past. Brood means to think, to contemplate, to cogitate, to keep on living in that state of low mood, melancholia. So what he said, and which I always remembered, it is a waste of time to brood over your past. Why you are brooding your past? Why you are wasting your time, energy in thinking about what has happened, which you cannot change now. So it's a waste of time. Be attentive, learn from it, and also find out why I committed that mistake. If suppose I have committed it, what were the factors? What was my weakness because of which I committed this mistake? Think on this. Other things, suppose it is not in my hand and it is because of other people, like physical and mental torture. Somebody else is doing or has done it. Again, we need to understand that soul. We need to adopt an attitude of mercy here for those souls. Because they are ignorant. They don't know what they are doing. Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, remember what he said. They know not what they are doing. That was his statement. Because they are not knowing what they are doing. So that's why they are innocent. That's why they are not at fault. Because they are ignorant. So, yeah, he was rather more merciful for them. Because they don't know what they are doing and what punishment they will get for their karmas afterwards. If suppose somebody is torturing us, mental torture even worse than the physical torture. Somebody is mentally torturing us, blackmailing us, commenting on us, spreading rumors about us, all those backbiting us, casting aspersions on us. So all these things, you need to tackle all these things. Recently, one sister was admitted in the hospital, and she was suffering from all sorts of depression. So I was like, we did not understand what it was, and later on we found that she had this child abuse at the hands of her cousin. So for many years she was abused. So this happens, and nobody knows about it, and she wouldn't reveal it to anybody. Later on, person receives gyan and they start staying in yajna, and then these things remembering, these memories come back. So we need to tackle this. You should see your life as a screen, as a mental movie. This is where I was born. This is where these things happened in my life. Do I still carry them in my mind? Do I still have any regrets, any feeling of repentance from them? First clear this. Clear everything. So sometimes I feel one should write one's own autobiography. Write down your own life. Everything about you. Own, just start from the beginning till the end. Write down your own life, whatever those things happened in the life. Make it a book. If you fear that somebody reads, use code words. Don't write anybody's name. X, Y, J, Z, A, B, K, whatever you want to write. Tom, Dick, Harry. Whatever you want to write, put those words. If you fear that somebody reads it, then what? But write it. And then read it as if this is a book, autobiography of some other person, and read it with that detached attitude and think of that event. Because by this, otherwise inside the mind that is going on and on and on, you cannot detach yourself from that emotion, because that is going on as a background music. On stage you are playing, but that background music of hurts, that background music of torture, that background music of inferiority complex, that background music of vengeful attitude. We want to revenge. We want to take revenge on somebody because somebody has done very bad with us. We can't imagine even he has behaved or done something so wrong with us. So such a thing can happen. Are there in life? First of all, we need to clear ourselves. Unless and until this is clear, these all things are very, very dangerous things. Mistakes. Definitely everybody has committed some or other such mistakes. Failures. Learn from those failures. Helplessness. Why you became helpless? Probably it was because of more expectations from others. Learn to lead a life of zero expectations. Zero expectation, 100% happiness. 100% expectation, zero happiness. This is known as spiritual mathematics. The more the expectations, the more the sorrow. The lesser the expectation, less sorrow. If you want less sorrow, have less expectations. At least no sorrow. If you don't want no sorrow, but if you want less sorrow, so have less expectations. Because human beings cannot fulfill the expectations. So whatever things that we discussed here, how to console the self, remember all these points. We will again revise. First, 100% responsibility, take on yourself. Second, philosophy of karma. Third, acceptance. Fourth, drama. How is this drama? Understand this drama. Fourth, fifth, living the present. Forget the past. Past is past. Don't try to dig it up. Okay, then? Time factor. It is not going to happen now. So this time anxiety. You know, work on this. This is another topic. Time anxiety. Time anxiety. We are always worried, this should happen, this should happen, this should happen. It should happen as early as possible. This. Everybody's mind is so running, rushing. It doesn't know what is going to happen, but always conscious about time. The time itself has created anxiety. Even this thing that I need to finish this on time. This itself sometimes become an anxiety. So, time. Next. Learn from the mistakes and be attentive for the future. So, I think there's no need to get very much disheartened, or don't think this is a dislike things, and never use such a word as whole nonsense. This is not nonsense. This is something very good thing that has happened in life, and you need to learn from it. Because if you call it nonsense, it will become nonsense. Whatever we call things, it's very difficult. Words have powers. You know, words have powers, positive, negative vibes. So if you call the things that are happening in your life nonsense, it will turn into nonsense. Because you are sending out those positive, negative energies. So call it what? Gift. Call it present. Call it tofa, Baba says. Whatever life has presented to you, why you reject it? There is a song, Humne bhi tere har gham ko zindagi, ae zindagi, gale laga le. This song, say, no? It's a very good song. Ae zindagi, gale laga le. Humne bhi tere har ek gham ko gale se lagaya. Ae zindagi. Oh, life, hug us. Because we hugged all sorrows that you gave us. Om Shanti.